Yo, what's up, guys? In this episode, we've got none other than Aysam Ismail, the co-host, the host, and the guest, and the interviewer, and the interviewee, pretty much the entire team.
And the creator.
And the creator of a podcast called Freedom of Peach, which is our latest addition to the Deccan Media Network. And probably the funniest thing you'll ever hear. The most honest.
I don't know if the funny is subjective.
I find it hilarious.
But honest is facts. It is the most authentic show we've got on the network.
And it's authentically him. So in this episode, we do discuss Freedom of Peach and we discuss interesting characters like Parth and all the amazing Easter eggs that Aysam has been leaving around throughout his life. And also some things about him that you would have never thought. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Do check it out. Stay tuned for more. And towards the end, we have a little snippet of Freedom of Peach for you guys to get a little familiar.
Yo, check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be an outcast.
Third culture kids, where the concept of the Deccan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You tuned into the Deccan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
All right. Yo, welcome to the Deccan Show. This is a special one. Today we have a guest that has been told, or actually he hasn't been told anything, to be quite honest. He hasn't been interviewed on other shows before. This is his debut interview.
Because he doesn't get interviewed.
And as a result, he has retaliated and created a podcast, which I'm going to let him tell you about in a moment. But he created a podcast where he can get interviewed just for the sake of it, because nobody cared to have him on. So we're here to break that mold. Aysam, welcome to the Deccan Show.
What up, Aysam?
It is such a pleasure to be here with you guys. Like, seriously, I've been dreaming of this day for weeks.
35 minutes.
Since we came up with the idea.
Welcome to my territory. These are my grounds.
I think one of my favorite lines from your podcast, Freedom of Peach, is Aysam, no.
Aysam, no. That's what I say. The whole Aysam, no. That's I gotta have t-shirts made.
I like to think of it as her saying Aysam knows, like K-N-O-W. So every time I hear Aysam, no, I'm like, Aysam, no. I'm like, yeah, Aysam knows.
Aysam just extends it. So for some context, Aysam has a podcast on the Deccan Network called Freedom of Peach.
Correct.
And for the record, I never agreed to be the co-host of this show.
You became an accidental co-host.
I never agreed, an accidental co-host. And this is why, ladies, you should take back the night. Because if you say nothing, you're just going to get dragged into it. Until now, I've never formally agreed to be the host. But
somehow,
we need to keep things in line. What Aysam says on the show is not okay.
That was all part of my plan, by the way. Dream to be part of the show. It's a plan I formulated.
I see.
Okay, I do it with most women. Like, this is how I get them to date them as well.
I got podcast roofied.
It's the opposite of ghosting. I call it coasting.
Coasting.
Where instead of slowly moving away from a relationship, you slowly,
force a relationship upon them
and they don't know it. You're just kind of like, hey, we should have lunch at some time, you know? And then you're having lunch and before you know it, you're having dinner. And then before you know it, you're married.
That's pretty much what happened on the podcast. So Aysam comes up with this brilliant idea, which I thought was genius, which is this idea of, what was it, Aysam? That he's a regular guy. He doesn't get interviewed. So he was going to build a show where the guest interviews him.
Yes. Where every week I invite a special guest. Like interview podcasts are really famous. Like, you guys do basically an interview podcast. But you guys never invite me.
We're not famous though.
We're not.
But you don't have to be famous. But the guest, usually somebody famous.
The guest is.
Right,
yeah.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
We've had famous people come through these hallowed halls.
Yeah, like, our fame extends to like 2-3 neighborhoods in the city. That's about it.
And tax secondary Instagram followers. We're the secondary Instagram. You know, when you buy ads, they target us because we're secondary.
And, you know, shows, they have celebrities, they have experts who come in to do these interviews. But none of these shows wanted to invite me. So I figured, hey, I'm going to start my own podcast where every week they're going to come over and they're going to interview me, ask me questions that I provide in the order that I provide them.
Fully structured.
And let me tell you, so the idea when he presented it was funny. But when you sit in the room for this episode, it is
different.
Such an experience. It's such a fun because sonic also, experience,
yeah,
you know?
Because also remember, he pitched the idea to me in the recording. Of the pilot.
Yes.
I was like, there's no way he's going to say yes to this, right? Unless I put him on the spot.
Right.
Right? This is all part of the coasting plan.
Well done.
I was coasted too.
Well done. Well done. I have to admit, it was genius in its design and execution.
Right.
And now we've got this whole season.
Season one is wrapped. Congratulations.
Season one is wrapped, you know. Haysom, why do we talk about the taboo topics? Like, why do we talk about those?
So yeah, like… The episode I was on was, if I remember correctly…
The first one.
Dating a hijabi.
Yes.
That was a very interesting one. What are the topics that have been covered in the episodes and why these topics?
They've ranged from dating a hijabi to what it's like being a sober man in the Arab world, getting a happy ending at massage places.
Right.
These are all based on my experiences.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to tell these stories to people so they get to know me and all the thoughts and, you know, genius ideas that I have.
It's the misadventures of Haysom.
I think that's it, right?
And during the first episode, you know, Reem just happens to be here.
Honestly, I was just too tired to get out of my seat. So I was like, I'll be quiet. I'm not going to be a part of the episode, but I'll be quiet.
And it turned into a fiasco.
It did.
And you couldn't hold back. And you just kept interrupting and correcting Haysom. And after that, we're like, oh, just as a safety net, Reem should be in these episodes because, you know, Haysom needs adult supervision.
Yes.
I do not.
I keep it PG-13-ish. Right. Yeah. But I will say that the experience of watching you, you know, navigate guests and the topics has been very, very entertaining because we talk about things that are generally not spoken about. But most importantly, we do so in a manner that is with truth. So no story on the episode, on any episode, is a lie.
Right.
All of those stories have actually happened to Haysom. And that's what makes it magical to me.
Right.
Like when I listen, I think about it. I'm like, oh my God, this happened to this guy.
Yeah. And it started really, really well. It was very funny. And obviously, I don't want to give any spoilers so people can go and listen to it. But there was a lot of drama between you two towards the end.
Let me explain. All right. It's called, what is that syndrome when it's the hostage syndrome? What is that called?
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. Okay. So in the moment, I tried to fight back. One episode.
Not allowed.
Episode where I tried to fight back and gain back my freedom.
Right.
But no, I was trapped in this world where if I left, we could possibly get in a lot of trouble. And I stayed. And then I got mad. Haysom, rightfully, by the way. Hmm. I got mad when we started to deviate from telling the honest, complete, authentic truth.
Right.
We weren't lying, but by Haysom's omission of some stories, I got irritated. And because I was being held hostage, it's kind of like when you run when he like goes to the bathroom. I tried to run out of there, but it didn't work.
Like the show was never about telling the truth to me, at least. You know, that's what you want.
That's
right?
What Reem wanted. But what is the actual…
For me, the show is about making me look good. Okay.
Well, you failed miserably because you don't look good.
I say some terrible stories in there. But it is about, it's like an interview, right?
Right.
And I've never been interviewed, like I said, not even a job interview. I've never actually been to a job interview
in my entire life.
Not
wow.
even. Right.
Haysom has avoided all.
That's record.
Have you touched Haysom's hands, never done a day of work.
How old are you?
I'm 33 years old.
And I've never been interviewed.
Coasted.
That is amazing.
Like my first job was at Boomtown with those guys.
Haysom was my intern.
Yeah, I used to be your intern.
That's how we met. Haysom, oh my God, you guys don't know this. Haysom was my intern. He showed up at a production company that I was working at the time.
Right.
And I told him to put together a production binder.
No.
He put the binder in such a state. It was like all papers were switched over, upside down. Things that were stapled together were not supposed to be together.
No.
So I threw him at Omar. And I was like, this is your new intern.
So hold on. You began the problem of him not being interviewed.
Yes, because I refused. After that, I was like, no. And then I gave him to Omar. So, and he and Omar became the best of friends.
But how did you hire him for that task?
I wasn't hired there at all. What happened
is
I called the I called the producers. I said, hey, I want an internship. And they said, no, I'm sorry, we don't have anything. And I called again the next day. They said, we don't have anything. And then the third day, I just showed up and then I stayed there.
That's Haitham. Guys, that's Haitham. That's what he does. And if you listen to the stories in the podcast, you'll see that he has this strange, relentless drive.
Right.
But it's not aggressive like yours or mine, OT. It's very soft.
Slow bleed.
Yeah, and it goes under your skin. And before you know it, he's the furniture.
It's like I'm a parasite. Okay? But a good parasite. The kind of parasite you want to have.
You're a wonderful parasite.
Haitham was incapable of being my intern because I was far too organized.
So day three, you just showed up and walked to Reem's desk?
No, they said, go work with Reem because they had no idea who he was.
They had no idea what to do with me. They were like, can you make coffee? I said, yes, but I can't make coffee. So I tried to make coffee and then they said, okay, instead go to Reem.
That was how
we
met.
She asked me to file some things, which also I'm incapable of doing.
Completely incapable.
Right? Hole punches are not easy to use. Okay? No.
He hole punched diagonal corners.
But hole punches as a technology. Okay?
That's old.
Yeah, it's old. And why have they not been changed? Why have they not been upgraded? Why hole punches need a firmware update.
You could say that about the wheel and the light, but here we are today. The light bulb is the same.
Don't get me started on wheels.
The wheels are the same as they have been since they carved them.
Right.
But anyways.
So he begins as your intern.
He was my intern. And then I shoved him over to Omar, and he and Omar were a really great match. I pride myself in creating great teams.
That moment.
Yeah.
I mean, that friendship.
They've been friends ever since. They've been writing partners.
Switchflix together.
And they host Switchflix together.
And they write amazing scripts together.
Yep. Like, and they work together as a job. You guys work as jobs.
We do.
Together.
The problem is that we have written some great scripts together. But then I was in charge of hole punching them. And I punched holes through so many papers.
None of it
is in order.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
We're making strange commercials with just holes punched in the middle of them.
And they don't try and fill them in. They just shoot without them. Shoot without that part.
We'll guess that section.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how, yeah. So I'm glad we've reminisced about how we met because I totally forgot.
Yeah.
But yeah. So since then, Haitham has been sort of a creative, you know, presence in our life.
Presence.
Yeah, exactly. You have been a presence. Yeah. And nobody gets into more hijinks than Haitham's life is like The Hangover. It just happens. This series of misadventures.
The Wolfpack of one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to stop you there. Nobody describes somebody as a presence as a positive thing. Nothing that's
like
a presence
ominous,
is
ominous
positive.
Presence.
Like a haunting is like we feel a presence.
No. You are the creative musk that hangs over the body odor that hangs around. I appreciate your creativity. I appreciate the way you see the world.
Thank you.
I do appreciate the fact that you are always genuinely honest. Like Haitham has this strange honesty about him that it is what it is, and you have no pretense about you.
No.
But there's something about it with Haitham, I mean, to your credit, is that when I'm blunt, I could shock people, or like when I'm just being honest, people are like,
it comes off as a bit aggressive sometimes when you do,
everybody's willing to accept it. They're like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
So coming for you, there's a finesse. I don't think you do it intentionally at all. It just happens to work in your favor every time.
I think it's because I come off as completely harmless, you know?
Yeah. You mean you're disarming?
No. I think I'm just hard. Like, I remember when I was in high school, you know? The dads of daughters had no problems with their daughters going out with me anywhere. They had problems with every other guy, right? Except for me. They're like, Haitham, he won't do anything, right? And I always took offense to that, right? Because I'm like, no, I could do something if I wanted to. But they're like, no, he's
not. Really.
No, you can't.
Right? And I think it's that same quality that's kind of transpired here, right? Where it's kind of like, Haitham, okay, he's saying something. But his opinion is not as bad, you know?
Well, this is the thing, right? Is that I think your opinion is deadly. Like Haitham's opinion is very concise. And you have an observational way of looking at the world. But people don't know that you're absorbing them.
All the time. Yeah, you're like Seinfeld. Like you pick up things from society around you quite well.
Yeah, and then repurposes them
for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Can we talk about Parth or no?
my friend Parth.
Yes. Can we talk about Parth? Or is that not a public thing?
I'll tell you something that nobody knows, that even you guys don't know.
Because this is his first interview.
So I have a friend called Parth. Well, not really a friend. It's a guy I went to school with who has absolutely probably no recollection that I exist. Okay. But he had the worst luck in his entire life. Everything just, the worst, most terrible things happened to him.
Right.
And I'll tell you about that later. But what I've done from that point in my life is that in every creative thing that I've ever done, I have sneaked in his name as like a...
Easter egg.
Right?
Yeah.
It's in everything I've ever made, including Freedom of Peach.
Is he in it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I've listened to every episode.
Wait, before you tell Freedom of Peach, in what other locations can you find Parth? Like, just give one or two examples.
Okay.
Like, because Haisam's made a lot of work.
Around
and Parth is in everything.
That is
so for example, you know, I did a mockumentary about two countries fighting, and the fake country was called Parthistan. Right?
Right.
Or there's always a dead character named Parth. Or, you know, it's something along those lines.
So he's the black guy in the horror films.
Kinda,
in many ways,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So... in this context, if you look at... it's right in front of your faces, guys. You haven't seen it. That's the beauty of it. Okay? If you look at the poster, the logo
you
of
mean the You mean
Freedom
the thumbnail?
The thumbnail. Yep. Right?
1 second. I'm looking right
look
now.
Look at it right
I
now.
I need to pull
One
this up.
One moment. I need to pull this up.
I'm starting to question everything I know about this show.
I'll tell you a funny thing I did while you guys are doing that.
Please.
Okay.
So
go
one of my
ahead.
Friends, one of my friends is in America and he's living there illegally. Right?
What do you mean?
He's leaving, you know, his visa's gone and he needs... so he was applying for a new visa with the American government.
Okay.
And he wanted a letter from me because he's worked with me in the past. He's an actor. So he's like, I want a letter from you saying that, hey, you know...
I'm employable.
I have some merit as a human being.
The
right.
one person who's never
one
been
person
interviewed.
You should never, whose right. opinion I don't care for.
So, you know, I wrote a letter. He gave me the format, the legal format for this. This is a letter for the American government for his visa.
Right.
Right.
Within it. Within the... he wanted it on my company letterhead, you know. Within the company letterhead, I hid... multiple mentions, little watermarks saying Parth all over the place. Because I wanted this to be part of the American government filing system.
Got
this
it.
Is Parth's there.
Officially, Parth is in the American system.
If
right
you fought as hard for your content as Haisam has fought for Parth, we'd be in different places right now.
I feel like I'm not doing business right.
Okay, so you're looking at the logo.
I'm looking at the logo of Freedom of Peace.
I feel like I know where it is now. Yeah.
Right in the center.
Yeah, because now I can see that the letters are don't say peach. It says it's P-A-R-T-H.
It's P, ****, H. And everybody always assumes I've censored the word peach.
But there's not enough letters.
No. I've censored the word Parth.
Slipped it right under your nose, OT.
Wow. That just
does
got
he know?
Through.
Does Parth know that you...
that he's a superhero.
I recently did contact him, by the way.
Right.
I Facebooked him. I found him on Facebook. I messaged him. I'm like, hey, man, do you remember me? I need you to know that you've been a very important part of my life.
Right.
Right? And I've put you... so, just so you know, Parth changed his... recently got married.
Okay.
His name is... his actual name is Pujan Doshi.
Okay.
Okay. So, that's his name.
Right.
His
that's
name
a lot.
I got so many questions.
His
right
name
now.
Is Pujan
Doshi.
Okay. It's a strange name, right? But the story goes that he was supposed to be called Parth. And he was supposed to have his naming ceremony. And on that day, his sister started crying. His little younger sister. And she said that I want to name him. And then because she threw such a fuss, they were like, okay, you name him. And then she named him Pujan.
Okay.
Okay, which is just, it's the name Puja. Which is,
a Indian woman's
name. But she just changed it to Pujan.
Making it a masculine.
And so that became his name. So his name is Pujan Doshi. Doshi means culprit in Hindi.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay? And that's funny on its own if you, you know, disregard the fact that his parents were arrested by the Interpol.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, Parth.
My God. Yeah.
So this has been his life for, you know, his entire life. So he recently got married and...
congrats, Parth.
Yeah, congrats. And he took his wife's second name.
Right.
Okay? But he hyphenated it. His wife's second name is Dowsett.
Okay?
So his name is Pujan Doshi Dowsett. Or P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
This is amazing. Yeah.
That messes the guy up. Like, do you know your name's P. Diddy now?
Yeah. You have potential of being a rap star somehow.
And he was like, who the hell are you? Yeah. And
he what doesn't remember you, right?
Well, I mean, it was just like one of those guys, you know? He was.
Yeah. Like, if you came up to me and you were like, hey, we were in Poli Sci together, I'd be like, great. Like, I don't remember.
But he's just stuck with me and he's stuck in all the work I ever do.
Shout out to all the people that were in class and are not remembered by most of the people.
I know.
Because you're in the background. You're the real MVP.
We're the real MVPs.
Right. He's been a star in my
Parth,
life.
What a champion.
So Haisam has kept this… has honored Parth in every single piece of content he's ever made, including Freedom of Peach. And I think that's great. And I think that's beautiful.
By the way, that's even better than having an artist fall in love with you.
You know?
Like, you've immortalized Parth in ways that nobody else can.
No.
Not even Parth.
So, Freedom of Peach, season one is wrapped with all these incredible, wonderful stories and the misadventures of Haisam. And my favorite line in every episode, which is…
No, Haisam.
Thank you.
Yeah. Haisam knows.
Haisam knows.
Is there a second season? What's the game plan? What are we doing?
Well, I do have a plan for a second season that we're going to start soon. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Okay. But what we can tell you is that we're planning on doing some live shows. We're going to take it live because I think the response has been really, really amazing.
We're very lucky. I mean, when you make these shows, it's kind of hit and miss if people are going to understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think we have an audience… with Freedom of Peach that wants strange, strange things.
I didn't miss also the name of my dominatrix.
No, Haisam.
Hit and miss?
No.
I mean, by the way, we have never gotten any feedback on our shows the way we have on Freedom of Peach. It's its own little genius creation and it does deserve a lot of recognition. And I think with time, more people are going to get really into it. So, I'm excited for season two. I think a live experience. Low-key, I feel like you're about to coast the audience the way you did Reem and I.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm willing. I'm waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
I don't know if you guys know this, but this was my first step into coasting, into becoming a co-host of the Dukan Show.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the Dukan Show plus Haisam.
There's no Akawi anymore.
No more Akawi. I'm the new Akawi. Okay.
I'm not replacing Akawi for the world. But good try, Haisam. Good try.
But I mean, the Dukan Show could have four hosts.
You think so?
Maybe we stop being an interview show.
Oh.
And it's just the four hosts.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
I've been to plenty of Dukans.
Okay. I know Dukans. Okay. Well, I mean, listen. I want to see how the live experience goes. Because that's something that hasn't been done yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited to see where we take this. Because there's nothing more honest than Freedom of Peach. Yeah. That's the reality.
Without a doubt. And I think with that being said, we're going to leave the links to the show on this episode's show notes. Please do check it out. And for those that want to understand what they're getting themselves into, here's a little snippet.
So if you go out with people who drink,
right?
You're at a bar, you're at a restaurant, right? They're all there, they're ordering their cocktails, you know? What do I have to order? A mocktail.
Yeah, it's true.
Like when I, like the waiter comes around, you know, yes, what do you want? Yes, everybody for the drinks, he comes to me. I go, I'll have a virgin mojito.
Yes.
Oh, so you want mojito and you've never been touched by a woman?
Yeah, that's exactly what he says. That's exactly what he says.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at Dukan Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@dukanmedia.com. Salam.